I get this question all the time. I don't live in the United States. I'm an inventor. I'm a creative person, but I would still like to license my products. Can I still do it? Please watch this video because I'm going to show you how. All right, I'm here to tell you, yes, you can license ideas even though you don't live in the United States. First of all, companies all around the world, especially here in the United States, are looking for new ideas. It's called open innovation. They're looking for ideas they can bring to market. And if they license those ideas or rent those ideas from you, they're going to pay you a royalty on each and every one they sell. People ask me all the time, Steve, I don't know anything about product licensing. I'm here to tell you, product licensing, where you're going to rent your idea to a company and they're going to pay you royalties, has been around for over 200 years. Product licensing is great for people that do not want to start a business, people that just don't have the time or the money or even the experience, but they want to leverage the power of a company that's already in business, a company that already has the shelf space, a company that's got the relationships and is willing to do all the work, but all they need is a good idea, and that good idea is coming from you. Okay, so how do I get started? First, you need to make sure you have a product that's new. You have to make sure that your product is something that hasn't been done before. So do a Google image search and do a Google shopping search and look around to make sure you have a new idea. Because that's the one thing companies do complain to me that, hey, I'm seeing ideas in which I can find within minutes on Google. So make sure you have a new idea that has a point of difference compared to similar products on the market. So the next thing you should do, if you're really serious about doing this, and once you've looked on them in the marketplace and you know you haven't found something similar to yours, you can look for prior patents to make sure your product idea is truly new. Now, you can do it at the USPTO, you can do it on Google Patents, you can hire someone to do it for you, but you have to make sure you have a new idea. Now, sometimes this can be really complicated. Watch some videos on how to look for prior patents. You can do it yourself. But at the end of the day, it's hard to find everything. So do a little bit of searching. But if you don't find your product in the marketplace, I would start to move forward. So you need to protect your ideas, and it's really simple to do. You can file a provisional patent application. It's called a PPA in United States, even though you live outside United States, and get patent pending status for 1 year to start shopping your ideas to companies. Now, within that 1 year, if you decided to file a non-provisional patent application, you can also file what they call a PCT, which will allow you to designate other countries you would potentially like protection in. All right, next, create great marketing material. And what is that? It's called a sell sheet. It's a one-page advertisement showing the benefits of your idea. And if you have a prototype, make a one-minute sizzle video showing the benefits of your product idea. Make it 1 minute, make it fast, make it concise, and show some magic. Companies love these one-minute sizzle videos. Next, you have to go on LinkedIn, have a profile. Have a place where you can reach out to companies and make those connections to those companies that are looking for ideas. Okay, I just gave you a quick little overall view of things you need to do if you want to get in this game of product licensing, and it doesn't matter where you live in the world. Here's an example of someone that has followed our content. His name is Muhammad Ali. He lives in Cairo, Egypt. Muhammad Ali had this great idea. He filed intellectual property. He licensed his idea to two big companies in two different countries and started to collect royalties on his invention. Once Muhammad Ali started collecting royalties, he decided that he wanted to manufacture his products that he licensed in other countries in his own country in Egypt. And that's exactly what he did. In fact, it was so successful, he started coming up with other ideas, other products within that product line. And now he sells over 70 products in Egypt because he licensed those ideas to other countries, and with those royalties, he was able to start his own factory, and now he has over 70 products selling throughout Egypt. So in conclusion, can you license products even though you don't live in the United States? Absolutely, 100%. Yes, you can. So if you need help, don't hesitate to reach out to us at InventRight. We've had members in over 65 different countries helping them license their product ideas. This is Stephen Key. Thank you for watching this video. Hope to see you next time.